Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Deep Dive. Ready to see what kids are learning about these days?
Always fascinating to peek into those young minds.
Well, The Juice, that educational app, is feeding them some pretty interesting stuff. We're talking heartwarming moments, nail-biting sports, global issues, you know, the whole shebang.
Really does capture what's happening out there. And you know what I've noticed? A lot of these stories, different as they are, they share a common thread: resilience, overcoming challenges, bouncing back.
Interesting you say that. Okay, so first up, we've got a woolly nice gesture. Get those tissues ready, folks, because this one's a heart melter.
13-year-old Holly in Wisconsin decided to auction off her prize lamb.
Her friend Lexi needed a heart transplant, so Holly wanted to help the family.
And she did more than help, let me tell you. This story goes way beyond a simple act of kindness.
What happened?
So the winning bidders at the auction, they kept redonating the lamb.
So they could auction it off again and again.
Exactly. They ended up raising over $27,000 for Lexi's family.
Wow. That's incredible. I mean, lambs usually go for what, like $700 to $1,000 at these things, right?
Something like that, yeah.
This story is a great way to talk with kids about empathy, right? The power of community. And that whole idea that even small acts of kindness can have a huge ripple effect.
Absolutely. And you know, it's interesting. The story mentions Holly herself has had multiple surgeries. So she understands firsthand how important support is during tough times.
Yeah, those personal experiences really shape us, don't they?
Okay,
well enough with the heartwarming stuff. Let's get to some sports. We've got Dodgers triumph over Yankees to win 8th World Series title, and this one's a real nail-biter.
A historic comeback, no question.
The Dodgers were trailing the Yankees, get this, by 5-0 in the final game of the World Series.
Talk about pressure.
Can you imagine?
But they turned it around and clinched the victory. First time in Major League history a team has overcome a deficit like that to win the championship.
Wow, what a game. And you know what makes this story even more interesting? The Yankees, the freaking Yankees, they made some key errors that helped the Dodgers claw their way back in.
Yeah, nobody's perfect, right? Even the best stumble sometimes.
This could be a good opportunity to talk with kids about perseverance, learning from those setbacks. You know, like that whole growth mindset idea.
Absolutely. Our abilities can grow through dedication and hard work. It shows that sometimes good things come from mistakes. Like the Dodgers were able to use those errors to their advantage.
That's all about how you look at it, huh? All right, we're going to shift gears now. This next story needs a more sensitive approach. It's called Former Philippines President Concedes He Had Death Squad in Deadly Drug War.
Oh, yeah, this one deals with some heavy stuff.
So the former president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte.
Yeah, he led this controversial war on drugs.
And he just straight up admitted to using a death squad to target people suspected of being involved in the drug trade.
And not just as president, even back when he was mayor.
So human rights groups estimate tens of thousands of people were killed as a result of this drug war.
Way more than the official numbers.
It raises some serious questions.
About the use of violence, for sure. The rule of law.
And the whole idea of protecting human rights, even when fighting crime.
Really complicated stuff. But it's important for young people to start thinking about these complex issues.
Definitely a lot to unpack. Mm-hmm. And speaking of unpacking things, our next story is about something that might seem, I don't know, kind of boring at first glance. The time change.
Sunday's time change brings earlier darkness, health risks. You know, losing that hour of daylight always stings a bit, right?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
But it's not just that. This story on The Juice talks about how messing with the clock can actually mess with our bodies, like in some serious ways.
Oh, yeah, our internal clocks and all that.
Exactly. Yeah. Circadian rhythms. And when we shift the time, well, it throws things out of whack.
Mood swings, sleep problems.
The article even mentions an increased risk of heart attacks and strokes. Crazy, right?
Wild. You'd think just changing the time wouldn't have that big of an impact.
Well, it shows how connected our bodies are to the natural world. Maybe this is a chance to talk with kids about healthy sleep habits. Even small changes to our routines can make a difference.
Yeah, good point. And they even give some tips in the article, like gradually adjusting your sleep schedule a few days before the time change.
Smart. Okay, ready for something a little more festive?
Bring it on.
We're heading to Mexico for Día de los Muertos, an intimate, colorful celebration.
Oh, I love this. It's so much more than just, you know, Mexican Halloween.
Right. It's about honoring and celebrating loved ones who've passed away, welcoming their spirits back for a visit.
The article talks about building those ofrendas, you know, those altars with offerings for the deceased.
Beautiful tradition. They'll even invite people into their homes to see the ofrendas, share food and drinks.
Yeah, there's such a strong sense of community in all of it.
And of course, gotta have those sugar skulls and marigolds. It's vibrant and festive. But what's really interesting is how Dia de los Muertos changes how we think about death, don't you think?
Oh, for sure. It's not about fearing it. It's about embracing it as a natural part of life.
Celebrating the memories instead of just focusing on the sadness. Really powerful concept. Maybe a good way to talk with kids about different traditions around death and remembrance, you know, how different cultures do things.
It can be a tough topic for kids to talk about. So yeah, I like that. Speaking of opening up a dialogue, this next story might spark some lively conversations about volunteering.
Quote of the day, James H. Doolittle. He said, "There is nothing stronger than the heart of a volunteer."
Man, that quote hits hard. So simple but powerful. It's not just about helping others, right? It's about feeling connected to something bigger than ourselves.
And you know, this ties in perfectly with that first story about Holly and the lamb auction. Mm-hmm. Both show how selfless actions, even from young people, can make a real difference.
We all have the power to make things better, no matter how old we are. Maybe this could inspire kids to start their own volunteer project or think about how they can help out in your community.
Love that idea.
So what story stood out to you today? And how can you use these stories to start conversations, to encourage action? Think about that. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning.
And keep diving deep.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.